The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
Alright, so there's an invisible gnome bobbing up and down in the ocean.
Yup.
All on his lonesome as several water elementals swirl around in angry frustration before disappearing back into the sea. And meanwhile, far away, the rest of the party and the Rosemonger, the ship that you're traveling on, appears in a sheltered cove somewhere in the midst of the Greensong Isles.
And, I mean, define far away. Well, like, comparatively, you know, that's a short distance from what we've seen.
In terms of Dave's maps, yes.
Like, he's only 2 inches away, as far as I can tell.
Well, that's meta knowledge.
There we go. Somebody did it for me.
Yeah, it's like 270 miles.
But so we don't know that.
No, we yet. Don't have any idea where we are.
So as you appear, the skeleton with his yellow scarf and his gold inlays on his skull and carvings and so on, had just turned to you, offered his hand, and said, hello, I'm Tristan.
Hi, Tristan. How many times can you do that fancy trick of yours?
Well, I've already done you one favor. Quite a big one.
Yeah, but you left a friend of ours back there. I use the term friend pretty loosely.
I got in the water. Everyone within sight, except the elementals, which we, of course, didn't want to bring.
Yeah, in sight. That's the kicker.
We have a friend that can sometimes be invisible.
Well, that's quite a bother. You could have mentioned that before we left.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to just snap your fingers and we'd be gone. Devils are in the details, man.
I suppose I could go and retrieve him, but then you would owe me two favors.
That one will be on him.
Ask him to sign a contract.
That's fair, actually. That's fair.
Yeah, he's up for signing contracts.
Really? Well.
Out of curiosity, this favor and potentially a second that we would owe you, are these going to be unknown sometime in the future as you need it, favor, or do you have something specific in mind now?
Yes. Well, one moment, and I'll bring back your invisible friend. What do they actually look like when they're not invisible?
Mostly gnome-like.
Gnomish.
Picture a gnome, but like, more annoying.
Annoying gnome.
God. No, even probably more annoying than
does it have?
I think he's a cutter.
Does he have lots of tattoos?
Not that I'm aware of.
I've always found those distasteful. A lot of the pirates around here have them.
Oh my god, only I want a pirate dick. Tattoo.
Piercings, though, I approve of.
Say, aren't you being bedazzled?
Kill him probably. Great on bone.
Anyway, you make yourselves comfortable. I suppose. I'll be back.
We're still on the boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So a moment later, he's gone.
Is the captain still with us?
Yes. Yes, she is. Okay. As is the ship's crew.
Okay.
And she is sort of like staring at you all in rather wide-eyed and quite a good deal of surprise.
I'll attempt to assuage their fears.
I'm going to ask her, you come down this way on the regular, right? Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
And why the hell did he just show up out of nowhere?
Why were elementals suddenly attacking us out of a, you know, clear sea? Was it something to do with the... Wait, you were casting spells, weren't you?
Only once the elementals showed up.
Well, I mean, you were trying to drag the ship. I don't blame you for that. But
yes, that is about the time that they started showing up.
I think it was about the time I said, man, that D100 chart is bullshit. Can't you come up with something better, Dave? And then we got in the fight. Which was better?
No, that's when we all body swapped.
Oh, yeah, you may be right. You may be right.
Oh, God.
Something, something, and something insulted. Dave didn't have 1,000 options. Something, something.
Can you tell by the coastline here, the surroundings, where we might have been teleported to?
I'd better Nari
I'll have to take a sighting. It'll take me a little bit. And she goes like down to the cabin and comes back up with tools and such to try and figure out where you all are. And
on the boat, we know this.
What? Sorry, Chorica.
No, I was going to say, just because we know this like meta-wise, but there's a little lake in the middle of the island. Can we see that lake from the boat?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you have. You are currently surrounded. This cove has like fairly steep sides that come down to the water, where there's just like a 100 meters or so of sandy beach all the way around. But it gets steep pretty quickly and climbs up into sort of rocky terrain. And good, you know, like 1,000 to 2,000 feet above you, you see a good number of large chunks of rock and dirt sort of floating in the sky. Some of them with trees growing off of them. Some of them with like long, like strands of vines and roots sticking out of the bottom.
Nothing bad ever happens on an earth moat.
Before we do anything else, I'm going to initiate a short rest.
Okay.
How far off the coast are we?
You're in a cove, so you're in sheltered, you know, just like a small little bay thing.
And did you say the coastline was level, or is it?
There's a beach around the cove, and on the beach you can see what looks like a small like thatched roofed bungalow.
Mm.
Okay, so how hurt are you guys?
Well,
I'm pretty on roll 20.
Yep,
I'm at 17 out of 80.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hence why I want to take a short rest.
I don't see my icon, so where's it at? There we go.
Well, while they and probably some of the crew are settling down for a short rest, Kellen, what have you been up to for like the past 5 minutes or so?
5 minutes? I've had that long. So I'm assuming, it was so confusing since we body swapped, but I assume that I had used Fade Away. I know that only lasts until my next turn, so I probably only had a few seconds of it. So I'm probably visible now. I guess it's a question of whether or not I'm still in combat or not.
There were still elementals around for a little while afterwards, so if you wanted to cast invisibility, that would probably be to your benefit.
I would probably, having realized that spells are somewhat problematic, I would probably just immediately start flying and taking the dodge action in the general direction that the boat was heading. Because I know that at least right now I'm in the middle of the ocean at basically half health.
Okay. The water elementals aren't able to fly. And so in that case, they, you know, would sort of swirl around underneath you for a while. However, the big one can toss lightning bolts.
He's going to bring back a gnome corpse.
Which means I need to open up that document. Let's see.
How fast can you fly?
Just my speed. But I don't know if I can fly faster if I just all out sprint away, theoretically.
Because when you were invisible, I had you fly off.
You did have me fly off a short distance, but I don't think I was off. You know what I mean?
Well, no, but it was as far as you could get in one turn.
Because at this point, I assume it's very Dragon Ball Z cool shit flying as the water is spritzing around me, getting the hell away from these water elementals.
Plus lightning.
Well, we're getting to that part.
So how far you can fly, if you use your action and just keep going, how far can you get in around?
50 feet.
Is you're rocking? Yeah. 50 feet. Double move.
I can get farther
if
than
you double
kinda.
Move.
Oh, right.
Can't you?
Your speed's 25.
Yeah, it's equal to your walking speed.
Yeah.
So the question is, can I? Well, I guess double move would be 50 feet. I'm trying to think if there's some way I can go farther than that.
No, they don't have run anymore. At least I don't think.
I don't remember.
They don't have any kind of a run mechanic, do they, Dave?
No.
Okay.
In that case, I assume I just double move 50 feet away.
Okay. The big one with the crown and the watery, like, foamy beard sort of gives chase for a bit. He doesn't seem to be, like, gunning after you, but does fly a bit in your direction and tosses another lightning bolt.
Well, that seems unpleasant.
Which is a 26 to hit and 29 lightning damage.
You're kind of a dick, Dave. So I'm at 4 because shield won't help me from that.
Did you roll with disadvantage? Because he was taking the dodge action.
Fair point. That would come out to a 16.
Okay. That should be good. My AC is 17. Ha ha!
Wait, I thought you double moved, though.
I did. I was just hoping you weren't going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
So if you double moved, you didn't take the dodge action.
That's correct.
Okay. So that shenanigan out of the way.
I tried.
So, hey, before his turn ends, I want to Misty Step and see what kind of havoc that causes to get me an extra 30 feet of ground.
Misty Step is a bonus action. Or can you do it as a reaction somehow?
No, sorry, you're right. I looked at that wrong.
Okay, well then, I thought I had back on your turn, after being blasted in the air by a lightning bolt, you want to Misty Step?
I will actually, at this point, tempt fate and cast, how many of those I get a day? 3. I will cast Greater Invisibility.
Okay.
I was a little nervous since everything happened and kicked off the last time I cast a nice big spell, so we'll see what happens when I cast a 4th level spell.
Roll 2d100. Or ID200, rather.
How do I do that again in roll 20?
Just slash R space 1d200.
How do I, oh, in the chat?
Yep.
Slash R space 1d200. I don't know what I rolled. I'm 28.
28. Okay. Well, for the next minute, all of your spells for the casting time of one action have a casting time of one bonus action.
Sexy.
And random.
No, because at this point, I figure with greater invisibility, I can get distance from them. And then my general thought is to probably use Guiding Hand as best as I can to get me in the direction of Barlin's Rock.
Okay.
So I don't know how long...
Guiding Hand is just that thing that, like, points, right?
Yeah. So basically, I say Barlin's Rock, and it just keeps pointing. And as I fly, it kind of just keeps pointing in that direction.
Like a compass.
Yeah. Because at this point, I know I have 4 hours of flying, and I don't know how far away I am from Barlin's Rock, but I bet it's not 4 hours of flying, so I'm hoping to stay in the major shipping lane and find another boat.
As you're flying away further, invisibly...
When you cast Guiding Hand, roll the D200 again.
Shut up, Jeff.
Is it, what level spell is it?
First.
Guiding Hand's a first level spell.
Then, yep, go ahead and roll.
Invite Jeff, they said.
It'll be fun, they said. Wait, did I not do that right? What'd I do? What'd I
do? The slash goes before the R.
Oh, slash R 1D200. 118.
Okay. Nothing seems to happen.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better.
As you are flying away, the big elemental seems to lose track of where you are and sort of like flies back and forth a little bit, and you can see him looking for you, but seems to have lost track and eventually just sort of sinks back down and blends back into the sea.
It's a good thing all my intestines that are falling out of the middle of my chest are invisible as well, as they drag in the water.
Yay, invisible guts.
Do you have it?
A little bit over there, a little bit down here, a little bit on my shirt.
After about a minute or so of flying away, you hear like a little bit of a and sort of see below you on the water like a ripple that doesn't look like a normal wave spreading out. And you look back and happen to see a figure in blue robes with a yellow scarf sort of just standing on the water and sort of starts looking around. And you're too far away for like voices to really carry, but you can sort of see him put his hand up to his mouth and like.
I will start generally flying in that direction. Now, here's the hard part since we body swapped. Do I actually know what happened to them or do I not?
You saw the skeleton walk by And then a few moments later, you saw the ship and everything disappear.
I mean, at this point, you think we're dead.
It's entire. Yeah, no, that's I don't know that Kellen would naturally want to go to that thing, because as far as he knows, his party is dead. All right, I guess I'm rolling another D200. I'm gonna cast sending.
Okay.
I'm going to send to Jeff. Hey, Grandma, bro. you all still alive? If not, guess I'll never hear back. Hope this doesn't kill me. I feel like I'm at 4 hit points. Thanks, bro. Something to that. That was about 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get a response saying there should be a skeleton looking for you. Don't trust him, but at least get him to bring you here.
I rolled a 37 that time, Jeff. Or, sorry, Dave.
You owe him a favor now.
Okay.
It'd be funny if my last words were, hey, bro.
Are you flying back as you cast sending, or are you, like, standing stationary for the moment?
I would assume that it, as far as I know, something hostile ate them until the point that I hear Brass Rocks' message back. So I would be flying.
Okay.
For all I know, there was a fucking lich that just teleported them to God knows what terrible Cenobite hell.
So as you cast that sending spell, within like 25, 30 feet of you on either side, suddenly there appears two sort of like mushroom head shaped things with a bunch of tentacles dangling down and a couple eye stalks coming up.
I summon floops!
That sort of like look in your direction, even though they can't see you, and then just sort of go, and begin like flying away from you.
Oh, I was hoping they were going to sink into the ocean like some sort of Douglas Adams whale thing.
No, they just start like flying away from your location as fast as possible.
Having heard from Grandmama, I will go and approach the bedazzled skeleton.
Who is sort of, as you get closer, you can hear him sort of yelling out, hello, gnome, ugly gnome.
He just sort of very, very Hobbit-esque hears a voice from invisibility go, that's quite rude.
You see, I don't have anything except your friend's description to go off of, so.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Blame them.
I will. I will go ahead and end my invisibility then and float somewhere in his rough direction.
Yeah. Well, there you are. You're not too bad.
So I'm like holding my innards. I've been completely blasted by a lightning bolt.
I mean, you should clean yourself up, really. And the salt water will sting. Do be careful.
Yeah, so you abducted my friends then?
That is my turn to be. That's very rude.
Well.
Abducted, really? Quite by their consent.
Oh, well, I mean, as long as they consent. Was there a safe word? Is it pineapple?
I shan't comment.
Very well. Well, our safe word will be pineapple.
All right. Do you wish
only one of us consented.
He has a point.
Do you wish to join them?
That seems better than drowning in the ocean when my winged boots stop working. So sure, why not?
Thought you might feel that way, but I thought I had to ask. And also, I note that you will... your friends didn't want to take on the burden of a favor in your behalf, so I'm afraid this favor will be entirely upon you.
Sure. We'll go
ahead. Then he like puts a hand on your shoulder and snaps a couple bony fingers.
As I'm now assuming I'm standing on the deck of the Rosemonger or somewhere nearby, be like, so why didn't you summon Flumps when you did that?
Why would I summon Flumps? They're fairly useless to me.
I agree, but, you know, you didn't... You're casting magic and nothing seems to happen when every time I seem to open my mouth, bad shit happens. Not like the normal bad shit, like magical bad shit. Normally when I open my mouth, good magical shit happens.
So this is what Kellen is rattling off as he and Tristan suddenly appear back on deck in the midst of the rest of you.
Oh, by the way, Alec, my guts are hanging out. If you know, if you feel so inclined, I'd appreciate it.
Christ. I mean, we brought you here. Is that not enough?
The cleric's like, you're not dead yet. You're fine.
He's only mostly dead.
I'm just going to twitch every once in a while from the electricity.
Oh, well, you were the whole magical thingy. You just sort of, well, get used to it, I suppose. At least I have. Oh, this is terribly rude of me. Please come. My home's right there on the beach there. And I'll get you some tea.
That sounds excellent.
Oh, good. And then he just sort of walks over to the edge of the ship and jumps over the railing. As he lands on the water and starts walking across it, he sort of like pauses about 20 feet away, looks back, and then goes, and then like sort of waves his hand a little bit, and a crackling path of ice suddenly starts appearing on the surface that sort of like forms a ramp up to the edge of the ship. And as he walks to the beach, like the ice just sort of follows him, making a little bridge to the beach.
That's cool. I look around for Flume.
Why don't you do like that?
Because I'm not 45th level, Jeff. With DM powers that always work.
Cody, take back or get 16 points of health.
Thank you.
Is this healing surreptitious or obvious?
Can I not change my own health?
Never mind.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, but yeah, by the way, during all that, I rolled 5 hit die and got back to 90.
Okay. Which it looks like you've also updated. Cool. And it looks like Rook also got some health back.
I just saw your usernames. When did you fuckers change those?
I changed the last question.
I guess I never noticed.
Yeah, I used all of my hit dice and I'm still not back up to full.
Okay. Close though. Mm-hmm. Ish. Are you all following? Do you want to talk at all while you're still on the ship or while you're walking?
Okay, so anybody have any idea what this guy is?
Dangerous.
Some sort of magic user, I would guess.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Robot Man. Dave, I have a question.
21 on Arcana. Do I gain anything?
Oh, good call.
Digging back into the recesses of your education, well, not the recesses, the part where you were in class. You do recall something very vague, something that was sort of mentioned offhand by someone. And something about there being, like, when they were briefly covering the Green Song Isles and the weird wibbly wobblies that happened there, it was also mentioned, like, there's something like, oh, and also watch out for the... Or, you know, there's also the various elemental lords that we won't go into now.
Oh, sweet. They're elemental lords.
It's like,
you know, besides all the times that we asked about information about this place before we came down here and none of this shit ever came up.
So, I'm speaking to Jeff, but about Dave. Dave has often told me about this game when he was running it originally. I remember vague things about powerful elemental lords, and they were kind of dicks. So I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't feel like that's metagaming because Kellen probably feels that way already. But just thought I would throw that out there to confirm the confirmation bias of Kellen. I do have a question, Dave. Can I cast a ritual while moving, or do I have to stay stationary?
You can do it while moving. It's just like concentrating on a spell.
Because my thought is if we're a couple hundred yards out and we're now walking across this pillar of ice that old Tristan Bedazzled Skeleton did, I kind of want to cast Detect Magic in the hopes by the time we get to his hut, I can look at him and everything else, but I have to cast it as a ritual.
I thought you had a wand.
I'm really nervous about using magic, and I don't know if I want to fling a wand around in front of him. Maybe he won't notice my detect magic ritual. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. It would normally only be like a 3 or 4 minute walk to the beach. But if you just want to like go nice and slow and lag behind or something like that, you could probably get it completed before you reach the beach.
Sure. No, that was kind of the goal, is because it lasts for 10 minutes or whatever. So the thought would be to try and end it and kind of look around. Is this particular
set? Oh, I'm so wounded.
Is this the...
Limp.
Exactly. Is this the... is the bay magical? Is the whole area showing up as magical? His hut, himself, the jewel over his left eye, that kind of shit. You know, just trying to get some information he's not probably going to readily tell us.
Okay. So the rest of the party probably gets a good deal ahead of you unless they feel like slowing down.
They may run faster when they see me start moving my hands and mumbling under my breath.
No, I would stick with him.
You are loyal but dumb, Jeff.
Okay, well, ahead of you, you see Tristan reach the beach and go into the bungalow, and doesn't appear to reemerge as you're walking along the ice bridge.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, you're able to, you know, going at a nice slow pace, get complete your detect magic ritual as you're reaching the beach. And that suddenly flares up and you begin, you know, looking around the arcane fields of energy and so on and so forth.
Does that prompt a D200 roll? That was the other thing I wanted to test.
It does not seem to.
Okay. Good to know.
And as you sweep around your cone of detect magic, you get sort of like a general... it's almost like if you like were using an infrared camera on wind, on... you know, on like particularly hot or cold, you know, sort of winds, you can like see swirling going around. It's not like very magical so much as magic is disturbed.
Gotcha.
And you think that this is like the, this is almost like seeing the weird phenomenon that's in the Greensong Isles. As you swing that cone of detect magic over the bungalow, go ahead and make a constitution save.
Oh, good Jesus. That's a relatively good number I'm going to fuck up. 20. That's not bad.
Okay. You have to, like, immediately close your, like, mind's eye, as it were, because you feel, like, almost blinded as if you've looked at the sun.
Gentlemen, hopefully they haven't entered the hut yet.
Right.
Could I have your attention for 5 seconds?
1, 2.
Okay.
3.
So, you 4. Know me, right?
Unfortunately.
Correct. I don't think in all of my travels I've ever been in or around anything nearly as powerful as what is inside that thing, as what is inside that residence, or who built it. This is going to sound really weird for me. We should probably tread somewhat cautiously.
You're right. That is funny.
So the dragon didn't instill that in you, but...
Nah, dragons. Nah, they get killed all the time. They're punk bitches. I mean, shit. How many stories about dragons have you heard where they get slain at the end? How many stories do you hear about liches getting slain at the end? That's right, you don't hear them because they're dead.
Survivor's bias.
Shut up.
Okay, good. So you're going to keep that idiotic tongue inside your head and not mouth off.
Yeah, I mean... Cheers, Jeff.
A moment later from the hut, you hear the voice call out, the tea is nearly ready. If you're interested, you should be interested. It's very good tea.
Sure.
I'll start to walk a little more briskly.
Yeah, let's go.
So when you step inside the hut, you find fairly sparse furnishings. There's nothing too fancy, except that there are all sorts of, like, the door is one of those, you know, just hanging cords of beads all across it.
Nice!
And inside, there's also a whole bunch of other just, like, strings of beads dangling everywhere.
I had one of those over my dorm room. Nice.
And he just has, like, a small little cook stove there that he is taking a pot off pours into, like, some wooden mugs that he hands each of you as you're coming in. It's like... Drink this. It's very good, very good. Grows locally. In fact, if you don't mind, well, actually, even if you do, really, because you do owe me, you know, as we discussed, if you wouldn't, well, I already said that. The favor would be, I need you to go grab some more of this tea. This was my last bit.
So is this their favor or my favor?
Mundane task.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm lazy. All right.
Okay. So where do we get this tea at?
Oh, I can show you. He sort of like steps to the door and then points up. It's on that island right there. There's an old ruined sky fort on it, and the leaves, the bushes, they like to grow like right next to the walls.
Mm. I'm sorry, you pointed up and said island?
Yes, right there. Floating.
Sky moat.
A skyland.
Nice.
How do you suggest we travel to such an island?
Well, some of you were flying before. Can you not keep flying? Is flying difficult for you?
I mean, it's not difficult, but it's a limited resource.
It also seems
but you do
dangerous.
Have some flying.
Half of us do. Well, actually, only a third of us do, I guess, now.
Why would picking tea be dangerous?
Why are you not doing it?
Because I didn't want to. I already established that.
Didn't you say fortress?
An old ruin.
So, do you know anything about an old ruined temple around here?
Oh, yes, a little further away. There were some people in it. They left a little while ago.
Define a little while.
Yeah, I was just saying, not to offend or anything, but you seem to be long-lived. So a little while for you may be very different from those of us who have mortal lives.
That is, of course, easy to lose track of days when you don't need to take a day off. Several months, something like that.
Okay.
So how far away is that temple, do you know?
Oh, good 30 miles, something like that.
Now, you can't use teleportation circle, Troy, to someplace you don't know, correct?
Correct. It has to go to a circle.
I need the address.
Okay. So we don't know the chevrons.
Ask him if he's got one.
That's true. There doesn't have to happen to be a teleportation circle, does there?
Where?
On the
You don't have one, do you?
Oh, no. No, no. I wouldn't have much use for such a thing. There might be one in Kenadryl, but obviously that's not very helpful.
Fuck is... Oh. Is that the one with the C?
Oh, yes, yes. Did you take spelling in school?
I'm just gonna throw it out there that C can make a couple of different sounds in the English language. Oh. Dave.
But not in Elvish.
The elves have a C?
Duh.
Anyway. Enough of that.
So 30 miles away.
The temple, yes, but that's... Oh, I'm
that's not
about.
The Earth Moat. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the Earth Moat.
Okay, as we're looking up at this skyland, how far away is this?
A couple thousand feet.
So it's literally right above the bay.
More or less.
No offense.
The shape of the bay.
It's a good call.
No, it is not.
No offense, Tristan, but just to clarify. Is the favor of the tea also my favor as well as theirs, or...
Oh, no, that would be separate, but I haven't thought of what that would be yet.
Okay, just
I only
checking.
Need the tea right now.
Sure, gotcha.
Well, seeing as how Rook gave me the idea, I'm going to pull out the broom of flying that I bought before I left and go and get tea. If it's just hanging off the side of these ruins...
Grandma, you might want to just... How about we get it after I heal up? Is that cool?
I'm at full.
All right, Jeff, make your third character. That's fine. This is totally not a dungeon that Dave is going to make us run into. That's fine.
I will be happy to join Nushka, but I'm also in favor of waiting until... to do some healing.
So, Tristan, how soon do you need this tea? Can we wait until tomorrow?
Oh, that's fine, of course. Drink your tea. You've only just got it.
Okay. Yeah, I will sit and drink tea and discuss with Tristan who the hell he is and what the hell he's doing here.
Great questions.
Very personal. Do any of you play chess?
Would I know how?
Dragon chess in particular.
Oh, yeah, I have a set.
Oh, wonderful. Would you like to play? It's been a long time since I had an opponent.
I would be happy to.
I don't remember.
Would love to, in fact. I will.
I think I play cards. Yeah, playing cards.
Tristan will sort of go over to a cabinet and take out a set that is, the boards are all wooden, but the pieces are all carved from bone and very intricately, like, carved.
Kellen immediately starts to analyze if the pieces were taken from Tristan's bones or not.
It doesn't seem so. He doesn't seem to be missing any.
I was gonna say, he's like, he's got all his ribs? Okay.
No, he had the bottom ones removed.
So he sets up the game. Craig, you could actually get to roll proficiency with Dragon's Chess if you've got it.
Nice!
Just for the fun of it, I'm going to make all the pieces of the Dragon Chess set like sparkle and make noises when you move them. So it's like more animated as we play.
How are you?
To digitate them?
Essentially. But in my artificer way.
Okay.
When he does that, I look around. Does he summon flumps?
No flumps appear.
Oh shit, I forgot. That's magic.
Tristan.
Oh, yes? Hmm?
If you don't mind, I don't want to distract you from Dragon Chess, but can you explain more in detail how these... I'm quite fascinated, obviously. I'm actually an educator. One of the very best at the university in Valakor. Trying to understand why magic does what it does in the Greensong Isles. I cast a ritual earlier, and it doesn't seem to affect magic. And my fellow here,
you sure you're one of the best?
I am experimenting. I find that when you ask the questions of a simpleton, it allows you to discover new things that you never knew before.
You tell yourself what you need to, I suppose.
Did you just say that you're asking a simpleton?
I'm asking a simpleton's question.
I thought you were going to watch your mouth.
Don't start, Jeff.
Tristan can see me clearly visually roll my eyes at Kellen.
I'm curious as to how the Greensong Isles just affects magic, because it doesn't appear to be a uniform rule of physics or magic.
Well, no, you're quite right, of course, because normally islands don't do this whole floaty thing, and magic usually behaves a little bit more than you're used to.
Of course.
Oh, wait, other way around. Anyway, let's see. Do you want to go ahead and roll insight?
Sure.
But it'll be a disadvantage because he has no face.
I'll allow it. I guess. Oh, motherfucker. Rolled an 18 and a 19. So the 18 plus a 6 is 24.
Okay. You're getting the impression that there is probably something he doesn't want to tell you.
Fair enough. Sarah.
Basically, there was some turmoil many millennia ago, of course. I assume it must be some sort of myth for most, including myself, you know. But so something about some great...
You didn't do it.
Oh, no.
I just checking. I don't know. My apologies, but when you don't have the flesh, you could be eternal for all I know.
Right. Yes, I understand, of course. No, there was some sort of great upheaval of some sort, and it had magical ripples, you know, throughout... Fairly permanent ripples, as it turns out.
Apparently. Did you do it? You didn't do it. Somebody else did it? Somebody you know?
Yes, of course. No, I didn't know them. No. It was before my time.
Ah.
Would you like to roll another insight check?
I mean, if you keep giving them to me, I'll keep trying. Is this a disadvantage as well?
Yeah.
What are the chances I can roll another two die? Well, not great. That's a 9.
All the tells that you're looking for aren't there.
Because he's a skeleton.
You keep waiting for his eyes to change. And
they continue to be black caverns.
So was this something like...
He also does seem a little bit distracted by this dragon chess game, where he does sort of keep looking back between it and you.
This wasn't something like inherent in the Isles that was like unleashed maybe, or just like fallout from a magical nuclear war?
Well, the story goes that there was, what little of it I know, at least, is that there was some sort of family dispute among some gods. And they had a little bit of a throwdown, and, you know. So, yes, I suppose. Large magical boom.
Interesting. So, it's fascinating, Tristan, because, I mean, usually at the university, you teach a separate division between the magic that arises from divinity and the arcane magic. So you're implying that there is some sort of crossover or residue or effect between the two that is occurring then.
Well,
I mean, Alec, you've cast a spell, yes. Have you encountered some of the same issues that I have in terms of casting spells?
Oh yeah, you should have actually had to roll for the healing spell.
He didn't make you roll the D200, so I wasn't sure.
Do you want me to do that?
A late effect.
I'll just roll it real quick and see if it would make a difference.
Fireball was cast on your party.
It wouldn't have really made a difference, so we'll glaze over it.
Would he have recognized the effect, though?
You briefly got frightened of Kellen right after you cast the spell on him. But,
we've seen the effects before coming here.
Sure. I just didn't know if divine magic versus arcane magic made a difference or not, or if it was all magic. I mean,
it seems to be all magic. I was the first one to cast a spell, and that's what caused us to switch bodies, right?
Was that before or after we were body swapped?
I'm pretty sure the spell I did magic missile, and that's what caused us to body swap.
I believe so.
Okay.
So you asked about the different types of magic. Tristan replies, "It's like, well, that's really sort of a bit of a misunderstanding that mortals seem to be perpetuating for some reason. It's just different ways of accessing the same pool, as it were."
For those of you playing at home, you should highlight Tristan, because apparently Tristan is powerful enough to assume that divine magic and arcane magic are the exact same, when that defeats the fundamental laws of Dungeons & Dragons. I like Tristan. Tristan's my new best friend.
He said arcane magic and what other magic?
Divine.
Ah.
He seems to recognize no barrier between any magic, which, I mean... What do I want to say?
I mean, weave is the weave.
Right, but, but ideologically, like, there is a different way in which Alec casts his magic and the way I cast my magic. So he's above that meta, which is fascinating from a philosophical point of view, I guess. Although it's practical
case. But typically from your point of view, everybody else is wrong. I don't mean from Cody's point of view. I mean from the university's view of arcane academia, the divine stuff is just faith magic. It's faith healing. It's not real magic.
I mean,
it's something completely different.
But if you look at the fundamental aspect of, again, kind of stepping out of the bounds of the game,
it's kind of like sociology is not a real science.
Like, to me, though, like, if you look at the player's handbook, what it says is Troy's god gives him his power, right? Basically, Tristan in the game is saying that's fucked, which I think would be a real, like, crazy thing for the folks who study magic to believe, because that's not true. I learned my magic.
I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying magic all in itself is one pool. And we just have different ways of accessing it. I have my gods. Warlocks have a pact. Sorcerers are born with it or whatever. I really don't know how sorcerers work. which I think is that's kind of how I understood it even before this. Like, I cast wizard spells. I'm not a wizard. Like, I have access to other kinds of spells at some points because of my build.
Do you want to be having this discussion out loud?
Oh no, I think that at least intrinsically we would be having these discussions with Tristan, because it seems like he understands magic on another level than what we would have been taught at the Iron Rose, or taught in the temples that Alec would have studied in, or even, you know, the spells that anyone else could have cast, druids or whatever. Like, he's talking about a higher power that supersedes what we would have been taught in any institution.
It's like, well, I suppose to elaborate a little bit, some of these, you know, humans, elves, so on, sort of draw power from like just out in the world. Some of you like druidic folks like draw it from the power of the ground and life and such, and others from gods, and but it's all sort of the same force. It very often accomplishes very similar things, perhaps with slightly different methods. But it's all still just magic. Whether or not a god gives it to you or it comes from the ground, it's all just, it's still the same thing.
Because I feel like that would almost seem heretical to some faiths. Like, that concept is crazy probably to most of our party members.
Well, of course, the gods do like to brand as heretical stuff that, you know, doesn't come from them.
Fact.
See, I think it'd be the other way. The clerics believe that the weave is controlled by whatever god of magic is. I don't remember who's in charge now.
But isn't the weave? I was just throwing out there. The weave is Forgotten Realms, is it not?
Well, he said the gods pretty much work the same way in this world.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, I didn't know if that was part of Dave's world or not.
So the church would believe that all of the magic comes from one source. It's just doled out differently to different people from different fonts.
Depends on whose church, but yes.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little more libertarian than others.
Fascinating.
In any case, that's how I see it.
The real question is, Craig, did you win Dragon Chess or not against the great old one you're playing against?
I don't know. Am I going to have to roll for that or something?
Yes. Yes. are you proficient in Dragon Chess? Is it a tool that you have proficiency with? Because it's one of those gaming sets.
Boy, I can look at my... I doubt that I have it as a proficiency. I am proficient, which means I'm doubly proficient, since I'm doubly proficient in any tools that I'm proficient in.
Cool. So roll that with... just roll d20 plus double proficiency plus intelligence.
It's like Data in that one game in Next Generation where he's going like this with his fingers. Anybody? No? Okay.
I seem to recall that Dragon Chess is like 3D chess where there's three boards.
18.
Okay. What is that? The game probably goes on for a good 15 minutes or so before he corners you and checkmate.
Damn.
Okay. But
well, it was a pleasure playing.
I feel quite the same. Good. You're not too bad.
I'll be a graceful loser.
You're not a fleshy one. Give it a few hundred years practice and you'll be...
I'll say I'd be happy to play again anytime in the future if you're in the opportunity.
Yes, finding opponents, or at least worthy opponents, is often the difficult part. Anyhow.
Well, I hope I wasn't considered too unworthy.
Oh, no. Very good for a mortal. Let's see. I assume you wanted to stay the night, so I assume you probably want to go back to your ship for that.
I mean, unless
this room isn't really big enough for
extra bunks.
Oh, that'd be fine. So you say for a mortal, that would imply that you are not a mortal, or not a mortal.
He's a skeleton.
Tristan just sort of stares at you for a moment and says, "Are you just now getting that?"
I've been so focused on the game. I mean, I guess be happy to go get a long rest on the ship.
Very good. Feel free to come on back in the morning, and or if you want to go straight to the island, that's the Skyland. That's fine with me. Whatever.
Yeah, I think we're gonna take a rest and head out in the morning.
I wish you a pleasant evening, of course. I would offer you more tea, but I'm sadly out.
To metagame, I could use a day and a half. I could use two nights of rest.
Why do you need two nights of rest?
Because you only get half your expended maximum.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dice per night, and I've expended all of them today.
Yeah, but you roll. You still heal overnight.
Yeah, but we'd be setting out, and I'd only have half of my available hit dice. In case we get into two encounters and I need them.
We're going to have a hard enough fucking time flying all up there anyway.
Okay.
So is Alec the only one who can't fly?
No, I can fly. I've got boots.
Okay, so you have boots and the other two have brooms, right?
Yep.
I think the only one who can't is Pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak and, or we don't have a claw anymore, right?
Oh, no, we have claw. How much does Pipsqueak perish? Well, I just rebuild them.
Oh, okay.
At the start.
So we have new claw.
So this would be claw 5.0.
Is it 5 or 6? Holy shit.
We're on 5. I'm keeping track.
So can we just heal overnight and then go to the Earth Moat tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, Tristan has wished you a pleasant evening.
Okay. Rest on the boat, heal all up. You only get half your hit die back, but theoretically it's supposed to be an easy jaunt. Broom of flying, boots of flying, go up there and get the tea leaves and come back down.
Yeah, easy peasy. No problem.
15-minute adventure.
Fact.
3-hour tour.
A 3-hour tour.
I will check with the captain and make sure that it's okay for Pipsqueak to stay on the ship.
So when you go back to the ship, the ice bridge is still there, despite the rather sweaty, sweltering weather. And when you get back onto the ship, the captain, the half-orc...
Greenthorn,
yes. She is sort of leaning on the railing, and as you climb back up onto the deck, she's like, okay, what the hell is going on?
Apparently we owe him some tea for saving the ship. Point up there at the Skyland and say that we have to go get him some tea.
I will pretend to understand and nod. Also, what the hell is going on?
No, you're aware of a concept called tea, right?
Leaves, water.
No, but this, what is this thing?
Tea? Mostly dead. To drink?
Not tea.
Mostly dead.
Seemed that way. And you trust this magic thing?
No. I would rather get it some tea than tell it to piss off.
Yes.
Okay. Can we leave? Do you need the ship anymore?
Yes.
Like, because I was just supposed to take you to Barland's Rock.
What kind of return options to Valakor do we have? Actually, I guess we don't, because we don't need you, because our friend here can teleport us back.
So then we owe him another favor.
No, you.
I still have to go to Barland's Rock and drop off my cargo.
Yeah, I know.
Give us 24 hours.
Our friend Alec here can teleport us back to Valakor.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't want to go to Valakor.
We do once we get whatever's in the temple, because the dragon still has the key.
Sure, but isn't it closer to Barland's Rock than where we're at now?
Look, I understand that you paid to go to Barland's Rock. If you still want to go there, I will take you there. But if you don't care, I'd just as soon get underway and not waste my time sitting in a cove.
Right. Okay, question for Dave. Barland's Rock, how close to the temple is that? Do we need to go there to get there?
So she's taken those sightings and figured out where you are. So you're like 200 miles away from Barland's Rock. The temple's only 30 from here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry, that's fair. Yeah, no, fuck them.
No, boom. We'll square things up with the undead thing that can teleport whole ships. Let's just call it that you owe us a favor for handling it for you.
I thank you for your assistance. I do not thank all of the magic wibbly wobblies that sort of happened.
Well, otherwise, he's going to take it out of your ass when you leave and don't help.
I like Grandma. Fucking yes.
Roll a persuasion check.
Give him the D4. Give him the D4. One of you fuckers.
Guidance.
plus 5.
What is my persuasion? It's actually a plus 2. So plus 7. And you, what'd add you roll 3. On a D4? Add 3?
3.
So 26.
Nice!
Okay. She sort of sighs and says, all right, fine. If you need to go somewhere else, then that'll be on me.
Oh, yeah.
But no more messing with weird undead. We're going somewhere normal.
I'm sorry, did you want to get murdered by the elementals earlier?
We already talked about that. That's why I owe you. That means I don't want to do this again.
I mean,
wasn't my idea either.
I think I might just...
get on your way. We'll settle up here.
Well, we've lost the tide. We'll set sail in the morning. But, all right, I'll start doing the Mishluk route. It's a lot safer.
Okay, so this is the next morning, or this is the
night? This was that night. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we're going to rest, and we'll get ready to go in the morning.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.